So today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. So if you take it from the bottom of Tesayin and Beis, the last two dots, the Gemara have been talking about a completely different topic. And Agav mentioned the concept of a kafran, a person who denies owing money or owing something. So the Gemara says now, a kafran hold the asul yadon. Since the topic of kafran came about, name a bay mil. So let's say something about this topic. The Amar of Yosef bar Minyumi, Amar of Nachman, a statement that he had said regarding kafran. So what's the statement? So Amrulo. So Bezdin says to an individual, Tzei Tainlo. What does that mean, Tzei Tainlo? Says Rashi in the bottom here, Tzei Tainlo, Shepaskulo Dino, Bebezdin Shetzivo, Alav Loseis Lo. If you get Psakdin, you have to go out and pay Reuven owes money to Shimon. So he gave him the Psakdin. So now, Daf Yedzayin, the Gemara says, Vama Parati, the guy says, I paid. So that says Rashi, Lachazman. A few weeks later, he says, I paid the money. So Gemara says, Neman, he's believed. And Rashi adds on, Neman Beshuas Heses. He has to say, I swear that I paid him. And he would be believed. But if it's ba milva la ba malva lichtov in kosim and osin la. But let's say the malva says, "Listen, I didn't take any money from him, and I want you to write in a dachta, which you saw the other day, yesterday, that we don't write it. That he claims that the lova never paid him back, so he wants to have a document to collect money from the lova. We do not trust the malva. We trust the lova to say parati. What's the reason?" Because once he said the psakdin, we trust that Elov is going to listen to him. If the Bezdin gives him a proper psakdin, we trust him. But if the case is, says the Gemara, that chayiv ata litein lo, he says chayiv, you don't say chayiv ata, you have to give, but you don't say go out and do it. We're just saying what the psakdin is, but we're not actually applying it to the person yet. And then Amar Parati, then he says, I paid the money, eino neman, he's not believed, says Rashi, eino neman lishava, he's not believed to take a shua. So in this case, the malva, if he wants to take money, he needs to take a shua to take the money from the lova. Why? Says Rashi, because I'm the lova. You owe me money. I said, rather, I owe you money. I'm the lova. So you still have to take me to Bezdin to give me a final psak din. The what lashon of chayv ata li tein lo is not considered a final psak din. You have to take me still one more time. So I'm still buying myself more time, says Rashi. I'm not going to pay until I really have a final psak din. Again, it's hard to understand because the language sounds so similar of ata chayv ata li tein lo and tse tein lo. But the Gemara says here and elsewhere in Sanhedrin that there's a difference. Tse v'tein lo is a final psak and chayv ata li tein lo is not a final psak. So if you tell me that chayv ata, I'm not really bothered by that too much because it's not really a final din yet. So I'm going to push off, and therefore, if I say parati, I'm not really believed, because it's unlikely that I would pay before Bezdin gives me the final psak din. And therefore, say too, if the malva now, the malva wants to write lichtov, kos from venosin lov. The malva wants some assurance that that it wasn't paid yet, so then we would trust the malva, because it's unlikely that the lova says that he actually paid if it's before the Bezdin gave the final psak din. So these languages, there's a lot of sugis about what the language of psak din is. If you look at Tosfos on the top here, Dibur Masl Chayv Ata Litein Lo. So Rashi says, Hocha Mashma, rather Tosfos writes, here it implies, the Chayv Ata Litein Lo, those words, Lo have a psak din gummer. That's not a full psak din. Ki'im, unless you say Tzei V'tein Lo. Tzei V'tein Lo is a final psak din. V'chein Mashma Meruba. So he asks, the problem is, if you look in the beginning of her Kasha, the Perakamat of Sanhedrin, the first Perak of Sanhedrin, Daf Vav, it says, Aminan, Heichi dami gmardin. The Gemara wants to know there. So the Gemara says, ploni ata chayv, ploni ata zakai, that's a gmardin. So we're saying here that ata chayv is not a psakdin. The Gemara in the first parak Sanhedrin says, ploni ata chayv, it is a psakdin. What's the difference? So says Tosos, v'yeshlomer, dehosa mikre gmardin le'inyan es sha'osr livtsoa l'fishio dea leheichan hadin nota. So this is Tosos' answer here. I think he also answers this way in Sanhedrin, that There's two ways of going through a bezin. It's either having a psak din or it's going through a pshara, which is called botseya. The Gemara there in the first parak talks about what's botseya. Botseya means to make a pshara. So the Gemara says the best thing really to do is give a psak din. Pshara is really a default. So once you decide you want to take the avenue of a psak din, you cannot go back to taking the approach of a pshara, of botseya. So once bezin says at the chayvlo, even though it's not a final psak din, it does prohibit you from taking the other avenue of going to a pshara. That's the difference of languages. But again, ata chayv li tein lo is not considered a final psak din just yet.
But what's, there is a shtar avah who's being held by Beis Din. Why aren't we going back to the
No, there's no shalva here. It's a milva al peh here. So we don't trust. The guy says, if the Bezin gave a final psak din, so they talk about what? Just because it's a final psak din, what does that change anything? So they have...
You don't say that people don't pay back without a shalver, without a receipt?
And that's only when there's a document. Here's something. The guy is being tiny. There's a shmilval pet. We trust the guy. There are eight in there.
When Bezin tells him to pay, he just goes and that's it.
Yeah, when Bezin gives, we trust that he's going to pay. We trust him. We trust that he's going to pay. But he has to take a shua, remember. Rashi says you have to take
a shua.
So we trust him with the shua. But if the guy at Bezin never gave him a psak din, even with the shua, we don't trust him because who pays before they actually claim? No one pays early. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Rav Zvid Mishmei, the Rav Nachman Amar, he says differently. Bein tsei tein lo, bein chayvati ata, li tein lo, regardless of the language used, v'amar parati neman, you're believed in all circumstances. So Rav Nachman either holds that even chayv ata li tein lo is considered a gemar din, or he says it's not a gemar din, but people are likely to pay early sometimes anyways, even though it's not the final process yet of Bezdin. So he says, and at the same time, now if the malva v'lechtov ein kosum v'nosin lo, if the malva says, I want a document to collect money, we don't trust the malva because we assume the lova is correct when he says parat. But he says, ela'ith kalapluge, if you heard of such a distinction, I'll tell you, hachi yehud ikalapluge. You could distinguish in the following way. Amrulo, if they say to him, the bezin says to him, tei tein lo, from a parati, and he says, I paid, ve'edim meidim oso shalo para, but now, he's going against what the Edim says, even though normally Parati works in every circumstance. If the Edim say otherwise, then he's huchsa kafran la'osa mamun. Then he's considered a kafran, and he's not trusted ever again with that money, that particular claim, until he pays back with Edim. So it's a bit of a debate what exactly the case of Edim are. So look at Rashi. Rashi, very strange pshat here. All the Rishonim go against Rashi. Rashi says, the Edim me'idim oso shilopara. Bifneinu tavu lefrolo. In front of us, the Edim say, the bank claims from Reuven that he owes his money. Alpi Bezdin. Bezdin says you owe money to him. V'lo paro, and Reuven refused to pay the bank. Hoil ufneihem heyuz lavor alpi Bezdin. Since he, in front of us, the Edim say, he wasn't listening to Bezdin, einu neman shuv, he's not believed anymore. Lo ma parativ shlo ba'edim. So the Rishonim understand the cases. The moment they leave Bezdin, the bank goes over to the Reuven in front of Edim, you owe me money. 2 seconds later, you owe me money. And he says, no, I don't owe any money. So that's the case where now he's no longer trusted because he denied the Psak Bezdin in front of the Edim. So the Rishonim say, what do you mean? The guy just walked out of Bezdin. He had no money yet. You can't start claiming the money. Give him some time to get the money. So they say it's a little bit of a different case. Not where the bank claimed from Reuven in front of Edim right away. It's where the Edim say, when you claimed you paid the money, you were with us at that time, Imanu Ha'isim, and you didn't pay at that time. So it's a different circumstance of what the Edim means, but there's some circumstance where his claim of Parati goes against the Edim. So once he goes against the Edim, he's no longer trusted regarding that money anymore until he pays back the bank in front of Edim. So the Gemara now says, let's say the Bezdin says, Chai Vata Litein Lo, let's say he says, you're Chai, but they don't say Tsei, and then he says, I paid the Ha'edim, Me'edim also, Shalal Parah. But the Edim say, you didn't pay. The Chaz of Amar Parati, but then he says, he paid. Lo Huchsa Kafran, Lo Samaman. He's not called the Huchsa Kafran. Because since initially it said only Ata Chayiv, it doesn't say Tsein, so he doesn't really have to give. And when he says he paid and the Edim say against him, he says, it's okay because my timer, Ishtimute Hu Kimishtami. He's trying to just delay the process, Minei. I have myself some extra time. Until Bezdin says, say, I still have a few weeks. So I'm going to go and I'll deny owing any money just to buy myself more time. Because the moment I say I owe money in front of the Edim, they're going to push even further. I don't want anyone to push me. I need to buy myself more time. So that's why he could deny it. And going against the Edim doesn't lose his nemanus. But if he says, say, and then he denies it in front of the Edim, then he does lose his nemanus. That's the difference. Okay. Fine, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan, Mana li biyadeich, V'hala Amar, Ein lecha biyadi klum. The guy says, you owe me $100. He says, you have nothing. I don't owe you any money at all. V'ha'edim me'edim also shleishlo. And the Edim say, well, yes you do, you owe him money. V'chaz of Amar Parati. Then after the Edim say, you owe money, he says, oh, I paid the money already. So the din is huchsa kafran losa mammon, because he went against what the edim say, so he becomes huchsa kafran. Now pashtus isn't huchsa kafran. Why is he huchsa kafran? He loses his nemanas. That's what the Rav Chanan says. There's a shittas Rashba with a completely different approach to huchsa kafran, and all the achronim are talking about it. The pashtus is like Rav Chanan says, huchsa kafran means because he went against the edim, he lost all nemanas lagabi this particular taina. So then the Gemara says, Kihod de Shabtai, Braid Rabbi Marinos, Kosovla, Lakalse, it's still late. The Milsabuk Subasa. So Shabtai had written it to his very nice father in law. He wrote his daughter in law to give her a beautiful, itzla, a shirt, a garment, a suit of some sort. It was in the Ksuba. The Kibla, Allah, and she was willing to accept that. And Irkas Ksubasa, she lost her Ksuba. Samar, Lahayudvar Meolum. Now he denies ever writing such a thing. He has no obligation to pay her. So Asa Sadev Amri in Kasavla. So Adam came along. We remember it was signing on such a ksuba that it was written in the ksuba that you owe the itztilater. So Amalahu. So he says to Parati, I paid it already. Okay, fine, I agree. But I gave her the suit already. She's asking for another suit. So Asa Lakamid Rabbi Chia. So they brought the case in front of Rabbi Chia and Amrlei Huchsa Kafran Laosa Itzla. Since he initially denied owing any itztilater in the first place. And Adam went against him, he's already huchsa kafran, and he's never ever believed to say parati on that particular claim. So therefore, when he says, I paid it already, he's not believed, and she has the right to collect that itzla from him, unless he brings proof that he already had paid it. Which case are you right now?
Oh, no, that's a different one, yes.
Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says, now the next, where you're going, the next cases, we're talking about all these Kafran cases. So first we spoke about Kafran, paying money, the Lov and the Malva. Then we spoke about a case of, I guess a similar case of the Lov and the Malva. Now we have a case of a Shavua. Amar Biaben, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Haya Chayiv L'Chaveru Shavua. You owe a person a Shavua. What's the case you owe a person a Shavua? So Rashi doesn't say the particular case, but it could be Modu Mikdas, so it could be Shavuos Eidus, whatever the Shavua is, you owe a Shavua to a particular person. Vamar Nishbati, and the guy says, I took a Shavua already. So, Va'edim Eidim also Shlo Nishba. And the Eidim say, you didn't take a Shavua yet. Okay, so it's most likely the case where we said the other Rishonim against Rashi, where I said, I gave you a Shavua last week. We were this time, in the Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, I gave you a Shavua. Eidim say, what do you mean? You were with us at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. You weren't making a Shavua there. So now he goes against the Edom. So what's the halacha? Huchsa kafran lo'osa shvua. He's now considered kafran regarding that shvua unless he takes a shvua in front of Edom. He's never ever believed to say nishvati on that particular case unless he takes a shvua in front of Edom. Now imagine the Rishonim probably asked the question, won't it be considered chashida shvuasa now? Let's see, does anybody ask a question on the page here? I'm not sure why is that considered a chashida shvuasa. Once he denied making, he said he took the shvua, though he really didn't. He goes against Edim, isn't that din of chashid ashurasa? And he shouldn't be believed anymore. Rashi says he's believed to take a shvua in front of the Edim. But I would suggest that he should be, he shouldn't be believed at all.
Maybe just confuse the times.
Yeah, but once you consider huchsa kafran, huchsa kafran, they don't ask the question back here. All right. Either way, what's interesting about this is the riff is medayik from this Gemara, that normally a person who says nishpati is believed. He's only not believed here because Edom say otherwise. Edom say, you didn't take the shvua. But stam case, a person says nishpati, he's believed to say, I swore, that's shita's riff. So the Gemara now says further. So, amru kame di rabbi abohu amar lehu. So they say to him, stavra milsa di rabbi Avin. It makes sense that this shita rabbi Avin, where he's not believed anymore to say nishpati because he's huchsa kafran la'osa shvua, it makes sense shenis chayev shvua bebezdin. It's only where he's chayev to make a shvua in bezdin. Aba chayev atzmo shvua neman. If he is mechayev himself to take a shvua, he doesn't have to, but he makes himself of an inish dimikre vamar, then it's very, very possible. So look at Rashi. Rashi says shenis chayev shvua bebezdin dechaven de tavu be'edim l'kayim divrei bezdin. Since the guy says I want you to take a shvua in front of edim, like bezdin says, lo ava eino neman lomar od kayam tiachrei kain. He's not believed anymore. Aval chayev atma shvua shamar lo ash b'lachav. He says I'll make a shvua for you, and then v'tavu be'edim v'lo ava v'achar kach amar nishpati neman v'afagav dekame edim dechia. Even though he, in front of Edom, he was going against it. He said, I took a shvua, and Edom says, no, you didn't. he does not really obligate to do it because it's his own, really his own will to take the shua. But in front of Beis Din, so then Beis Din makes you take a shua, so then if you go against Edim, you lost all your nemanos. So then the Gemara says, Ahadru kamid Rabbi Abban. So then this discussion made its way to Rabbi Abban, who's the source of such a statement that you're not believed in Nishpati. Amr Lahus, he says, no. He says, yes. Ananami Beis Din Amr, you're right. By initial statement that he's Huchsa Kafrin, he's not believed to say Nishpati. It's only the Lagabe, Eshua Beis Din. And Itmar Nami was also said a clear statement, Amr Rabbi Abban, Amr Rabbi Olai, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hayachayv the Chaver Yeshua, Beis Din, Vamar Nishpati, Vaidim Maidim Oso Shalom Nishba, Huchsa Kafrin Loso Shua. So this din, where he's Huchsa Kafrin, Lagabe Shua, is only the Lagabe Yeshua Beis Din. But if it's a Shua that he was willing to take on his own, then he is believed to say Nishpati. Even though, and again, initially, he went against the Edim, he still believed.
Yeah, but may we clarify that we're talking about where the Dayanim are not available, because otherwise you can go to the Dayanim and find out if he really did the Shua in Beis Din or not.
It'd be so passionate to figure that out.
Somebody goes, it makes no sense. So
right.
He's clarifying that.
That's people that are not available.
Are not available to clarify if he did the Shua.
Makes sense. Okay. So then the Gemara says a new statement now, Amr Biyasi, Amr Yochanan, Hamotze, Shtar Chov, Beshuk, Vekosabo, Henpik. So you find the Shtar Chov that Reuben owes Shimon money, and it has the stamp of approval from Beis Din, the Lach of Vekosabo, Zmano, Bo Bayom, and it was written today. Today's what, October 13th, I think? It was written October 13th, Yudalf Tishrei, Yachzir Labailim, you can return it to the Baal. It has a stamp of approval, and today it was written. So Imishim Kosav Lilvos Velo Lava. If you're concerned about returning a shtar because maybe it was written at some point earlier and wasn't given until later on, and you're going to take the lekuchos unrightfully, ha kasa bohenpik, it was already the stamp of approval. There's no concern of it being written at one point and loaned at another point. Their stamp of approval says it happened today. Imishim pirayon lepriya bas yom aluchashin. Maybe your concern got paid off already, right? They lend the money, and then 2 hours later, Reuven paid the bank back. So now to return it back to the bank and claim a second time for Reuven, who pays the day that they borrow money? So therefore, it certainly was dropped from the person. Again, it has a stamp of approval. There's no concern of it being lent later than it was actually written. And also, no one pays that day. So that's why you return it. So Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, Rabbi Yasi, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Ha atu damar smishav Rabbi Yochanan. You yourself, Rabbi Asi, has been quoted as from Rabbi Yochanan, another statement of him, Shtar shalava bo, uparo eino chozer velova bo. Shekvar nimchal shibuda. So the halacha, let's say you use a shtar, you borrow money from the bank, and you paid it. You can't reuse that document. Even though the same parties are involved and the same money is involved, you can't reuse that document. So that statement, what's the context? Emas, when does this take place? Ilema lamachar b'diyom mechara. If it means the day after, or 2 days later, it means you'd base tishrei, you'd gimel tishrei, you can't use it anymore. So my irya, shekvar nimchal shibuda. So forget the fact that the payment was already paid and all the initial liens were undone. You can't redo them without a new document. I have another problem. The reason why a day-old or two-day-old document is possible, typically the Havalei Muktam, it's an early document, and we have a Mishnah tells us, V'tanan, Shtari Chov HaMuktamim Psulim. Any Shtaros that were written earlier than it was actually lent is possible. So if it says Yud Alef Tishrei and I'm only borrowing it Yud Gimel Tishrei, that's possible because you're going to collect the Lekuchos prior to the actual Hava. So that's why it's possible. So this case, reusing a document, can't be talking about reusing a document that was written a few days earlier. Ella, what's the case where they're concerned of reusing a document? It must be Ella Biyome. It must be you borrowed money today in the morning, you paid back the money, and now you want to borrow money later on that same day. So, says the Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan says, Alma, part, it says not to use it. You cannot reuse a document even if it's the same exact day. Why? His reason was because it's not fair. The shibudim already were taken care of. You paid off the money to have a new loan that he may have sold property from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's not fair to those lekuchos in the interim. But what we see from this klal is, though, alma pari inish biyome. The fact that Yochanan was concerned of reusing a document on the same day indicates that documents do get paid. People do pay loans out the very day it was borrowed. So how come above we said that maybe you found the document on the floor and it was written that day, you're allowed to return it? Shouldn't you be concerned maybe you paid it off already? Rabbi Yochanan is concerned that documents and loans get paid off. So the Gemara says, Where's the line here? Ah. So Amarle, mi kamina, Rabbi Yassi says, mi kamina de lo pari klal. Did I say that people don't pay it ever? De lo shchicha, it's not common. In shi de pari, biome kamina. So sometimes people do pay it. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, de lo shchicha inish de pari biome kamina. I said people don't commonly pay it off. Hilkach lo chashina limide de lo shchicha. We're not concerned with something uncommon. So if you find the document that was written that day, you can return it because it's unlikely that it was paid that very day. It was borrowed. But if it happens to be that they did repay it and then they want to reuse that document, then we say you can't reuse that document in the unlikely circumstance if it were to happen. But it's not something that we're busy concerned with all the time. So again, if you find the document that was dropped on the floor, that has a handbook, and it was written that day you found it, you are allowed to return it because we assume it was not paid. So now comes along Rav Kana. Rav Kana says differently. No, Rav Kana says, Amar, kishechayv moda. Normally, we are concerned that a document can get paid that day, and you shouldn't return it back to the bank. But if the lov agrees that he still owes money to the bank, he didn't pay it up, so then you return the money to the bank, rather the document to the bank. That's the case according to Rav Kana, kishechayv moda, when the lov admits. See, hachiv, the case is kishechayv moda, my lamemer, what's a chiddush? If the lov agrees I owe money, give the document back to the bank, and there's no concern of kasa luvos v'lo nasan v'lo lava because it was that day it was borrowed. So the lukuchos aren't losing out. I'm not losing out because I admit I owe money. So of course you return the document to the bank. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, ma'od the same. What would you think? Hi, mifre pare. Really, I as a lovit paid the money back to the bank. Behind the ka'amar lo prati, the reason why I said I didn't pay back the money, mishum de kavai mahadir lemizve bezimna chrisa. I want to borrow the money a second time. Ulef shite de safer, the money that goes to the sofer, chayish, I was concerned. I didn't want to pay another fee to the sofer. So let's reuse the document again to borrow money a second time. The mashmalan, to teach us, dim kain malva gufe lo shavik. The malva, the bank won't do that. Why? The bank won't reuse that document. Savar shamai bei rabbanan, the rabbanan are going to hear what I'm doing. The mafsi dili. What's going to happen is the lov admits I owe money. That's the case where you pay the money back. Do you give the document back to the bank? Again, today's Yud Alef Tishrei, and they find the document that says Yud Alef Tishrei that I owe $1,000 to the bank. They find it on the floor, and they ask me about this document. I say, oh, I still owe the money. Return it to the bank. So they return it to the bank. So Gemara says that's an obvious case. Gemara says there's a havamina to think that no, maybe I really paid the money first thing in the morning. They lent me the money at 9 a.m., I paid back at 11 a.m. I made some money, paid back the money. So now the concern is that maybe I want to reuse that same document at 5 o'clock in the afternoon to save myself some extra fees of paying the sofer. That's the havamina. Maybe I shouldn't return it back to the bank. Kamash Malan, that we're not concerned with that. Why not? Because The bank would never allow you to reuse that same document. What's going to happen? The bank's going to say, let's say the chum here that we're reusing the document, which is usr. Because any lekuchos from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. are going to lose out. So the bank says, well, I'm not gaining anything for to reuse the document. Let him pay another $10 fee and not put myself on the line here. So therefore, there's no concern that any bank would ever reuse a document. It must be a brand new or fresh document. Then therefore, you're allowed to return it back.
Isn't that it doesn't even make it even more non-shaya that somebody should return the money and then a couple of hours borrow now,
right,
it, and then 2 hours later borrow again? I mean,
that's also very unlikely. Who would do that?
Unlikely.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I hear. I hear. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara asks the question, Maishna Mehad Tanan, why is it different from the Mishnah that says, Matzah Shtar Yechov, you find the Shtar Chov, Im Yesh Behen Achayos Nechasim Lo Yachzir. And Vokim Nekeshachai Modos. So going back to those days a few days ago, very confusing Gemaras, Rabbi Meir, Chachamim, Achayos, No Achayos, Chai Moda, Ein Chai Moda. Remember that a little bit?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah says, when's the case when you don't return the document back, even though it says achrayos? Because even when I admit kishachai moda that I owe money to the bank, we still don't return it back to the bank. Why? Mishum shema kasev luvos benisan v'lo lava ad tishrei. I've also lemitchev lekuchos benisan not tishrei. Maybe the document was written in Nisan, but I didn't borrow money until tishrei, and the bank's going to go collect money from the lekuchos unrightfully. Shalokadin. So that's the concern. So now the Gemara wants to know, why don't we say the bank would never allow this to happen? why would the bank allow to borrow money on a document that's written in Nisan if it was really supposed to be for Tishrei? Banks never want to get into trouble with Chachamim. We just said above, the bank would never do that. We never reuse a document just to save a couple extra bucks. So why here are they willing to reuse a document that was written in Nisan even though it didn't actually take place until Tishrei? So again, the Gemara asks, why don't we say, the bank won't let you do this. They should say, Kasim Shar Acharina, go write another Shtar, B'Tishrei, write a new Shtar now. The Dilma Shami Rabbanan, maybe the Chacham are going to hear this shady stuff that we're doing. U'mafsi Dili, they're going to make me lose out everything. So why over there in the case of the Mishnah earlier, they willing to use such a document that was really written incorrectly? So the Gemara explains, Amri Hasam, by the case of the Shtar written in Nisan, but the Halva didn't take place until Tishrei. Mishum Isle Ravcha, the bank is gaining a lot of, they're gaining a lot there. Why? The Katarif Lukuchas Menisa Matishrei. Now, if they need to collect from the Lova, he has no money, they're able to collect from more properties from Nisan until Tishrei. That's a benefit. They're willing to take that risk of Chacham hearing about me to that possibility of having to take from these other Lukuchas. So, Minach Nichale, Vlomar Lemide, they let it be, they don't say a word. Hacha, here in our case, where the very same day they want to reuse the document, Hacha, Kevin, Delesle, Ravcha, there's no benefit. How many sales is the guy making from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the afternoon? Unlikely too many, if any. Though the guy seems to borrow money several times in one day, but he's not making that many sales, you would imagine. Sof, Shara Ha'idna Kasib. So he says, write me another document. And they're not willing to take that risk. It's not worth it for them. Ma'ika, so the Katarif Lukuchos, Bishar Shinim Chashibuda, Lo Shavik. What's his last line saying here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ma'ika, the tarif lekuchos ma tarfa yesh bazem shlo yeh bishar sheyachsav yichtov lo haloshem biyom echad. What's the gain that they're making? These both two documents are written the same day. Hilchach bishar shenim chashibud lo shavik. A shtar that already the lien had been canceled because he paid off the initial loan. They're not willing to reuse that later on when it goes against the halacha. Okay, we're good. Okay, as I keep telling you, this end of the first parak of Bava Metzia is very, very involved. Okay, so Gemara says now the last line. Two dots. Amar Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha-toin acher ma'isa bezdin lo amar klum. What does this mean, toin acher bezdin? So look at Rashi in the bottom of Yedzayin Amar Aleph. Ha-toin acher ma'isa bezdin. Davar shu tenai bezdin kegon ksuba u'mazun isha v'habanos. Certain things that are required by bezdin. Hatoin va'amar parati shlo be'edim lo amaklum. The guy says, I paid it off already. If you don't have edim testifying that you paid off, it's meaningless. Any Tanai Bezdin has to have edim to prove and witness that you paid it off. So the Gemara says now on the top, so my time, what's the reason for this? Because kol ma'isa bezdin kiman denokit shar b'yadei dami. Any ma'isa bezdin, anything that's enforced by bezdin has the din of a milva b'shtar. A milva b'shtar, just like there's edim on the shtar, you need edim to pay in front of them. If there aren't edim, it doesn't work. That's the din of a ma'isa bezdin. It's the din of a milva b'shtar. So Amar le Rabbi Chiya bar Abba le Rabbi Yochanan lo mishna seinu huzu. What's the chiddush you're telling me? Right, who's the author of the statement? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan won't say something that already appears in the Mishnah. There's nothing to add. He's not adding on to anything. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, the Mishnah is found in Maseches Ksubis, Hotzia get veini maksuba. The woman takes out a get, and there's no ksuba. Gova ksubasa. She's allowed to collect the ksuba. Why, what's the din here? Why? There's no document here. She has a get. I was divorced. There's no ksuba. How is she allowed to collect? It must be, since a ksuba is a tenai bezin, that a husband must pay amount of a ksuba if they get divorced, so he's allowed to, she has to collect, she can collect the money. Again, even though it's not written in there, unless he brings edim, he has to pay again.
So the get is considered the masa edim, the masa bezdin.
No, I think the din is the ksuba is. She proves that she's divorced. Now, once she's divorced, the tenai bezdin is that he has to pay money. The ksuba is the masa bezdin. So even though there's no ksuba, she's not showing ksuba, but since it's a masa bezdin, it's an obligation that the husband has to pay a ksuba when they get divorced. So the fact that she proves that they're divorced, he has to now pay. He could claim that paid already. Doesn't make a difference. Unless you bring edim, you're not trusted when it comes against a ma'isa bezdin. So the Gemara says, Amar le, Rabbi Yochanan says back to Rabbi Chiya, Ilav didalecha chaspa lo mishkach samakarniya satusei. Had I not picked up the shards of the pottery, you wouldn't have found the jewel, but the pearl below. What does that mean? You wouldn't have understood this mishnah had I not told you. I mean, this is the source of my statement. I'm not creating something new, but had you read this mishnah, you wouldn't know what it meant. I'm telling you the reason for the mishnah is because kol shalom parati acher ma'aseh bezdin lo amar klum. That's the explanation of this mishnah. So Amar Abai says, my marginisa, what's this great jewel that you're showing us, the tam of this mishnah? How do you know that's pshat in the mishnah? Dilma, perhaps, b'makom shein kosrin ksuba askinim. Maybe we're talking about a case where they didn't write a ksuba, they get haynu ksuba, so that's the written document. There is a written document. It's not a ma'aseh bezdin that you have to fulfill a tenai bezdin. There's a shtar that gets the shtar. Aval eina chanami b'makom she kosrin ksuba, in a place where you do write a ksuba, inakita ksuba gavi, ilau lo gavi. If there's a ksuba that she presents, then she could collect. But if she doesn't present a ksuba, then she can't collect. So we see that ma'aseh bezdin does not serve the same as a shtar. But then Hadar Amar Abai, but then Abai retracts and says, Lav Milsa Hidamri, it's not really true what I suggested. This Hagadaitach, if it's really true what I was saying, B'makum Shein Ksuba Ksuba Askinan, Aval B'makum Shekosin Ksuba, Inaktin Ksuba Gavi Ile Lolo Gavi. So he just repeated his statement. If that's all true what I said, then Almana Mina Erisin B'mai Gavi. Now Almana, when she's engaged only, she only gets Erisin, there's no Nisunia. And then she loses her husband, she becomes a widow, so she collects the ksuba. Now, there's no ksuba written for an almana. We know when do you give the ksuba, and no soon, under the chuppah, is when you hand it over. Right, that's why some are machmir, based on Sirna Achronim, that the Eid Kedushin should stay up as well for the Eid Ksuba. So when the Eid Kedushin, I always ask, do you want us to stay up or not? Some, most Masada Kedushin say stay up, it doesn't hurt to stay up to watch Eid Ksuba. Then you watch him give over the ksuba to her, the kala, and then she gives the kala gives it to her mother to hold on to. And other Masada Kedushin don't really care for it, and they say you go back and sit down. But there's only a ksuba at Nisuin. There's no ksuba at Erisin. So if you require a ksuba to collect your ksuba, you require the shtar to collect the money, so how is an almana mina Erisin, how is she able to collect the ksuba? There's no ksuba written for her just yet. So therefore, it must be be'ede mises bal. Must be the Eidim Mises Baal. Once you have Eidim to testify that the husband died, that's enough of a testimony, enough of a proof that she could collect the ksuba. What we see from here, you do not need a ksuba to collect the ksuba. It's enough that Ma'aseh Bezdin, that's enforced by Bezdin, is enough for her to collect it. And he can't say, I paid it, unless he has Eidim.
You've been trying to say Ma'aseh Eidim as Ma'aseh Bezdin is enforced on Bezdin. Do you mean enforced or initially like decreed?
I think both. I think it's both.
It hasn't been enforced yet.
Correct. It's created by them, and it's also going to be enforced by them as well. Correct. Okay. So the Gemara now says, again, he says it's not what I said, but be'edei misabal. So liton v'lomar parati. So why not say, the Yoresh could always say, I paid off already. V'chi teima hachanami, they could say this, they can make such a claim. So what good is a takana of the chachamim that they said that the amanam and erisin gets the ksuba? So if you say, since there's no ksuba by the erisin, and the yorish could say, my father paid off the money already, or we paid off the money already, so how is it ever going to work? It must be that when there's a ma'aseh bezdin, even without a ksuba, a ma'aseh bezdin, he has to pay, the Yorshin have to pay, unless they bring Eidim that they paid otherwise. That's his proof. Again, the Kashya from Eidi, from Amanam and Eirson. So Gemara says, Amar le mar kashisha b'rei de rav chis le ravashi, v'almanam and Eirson de islay ksuba minalam. Wait a second. They're trying to bring a proof from Almanam and Eirson. Again, there's no ksuba by Almanam and Eirson. And the fact that you have to pay the Almana proves that even though there's no shtar, Ma'isa Bezin has the din of a shtar, and you have to pay. So the Gemara says, who says an almana min erisin gets ksuba in the first place? When I say ksuba, I don't mean the document, I mean the money. How does she get the money in the first place? So Elaim, if you say, meha, from the following Mishnah that appears in Maseches Ksuba says, well, ditnan nisarmala o niskarisha, she's widowed or she's divorced, bein min erisin, bein min anisun, even erisin's included, she's gov as a kol, she collects everything, even in almana min erisin, and even though there's no ksuba. So the Gemara says, how do you know that case? Dilma hecha de kosevla. Maybe that Mishnah is only talking about a case where there is a written ksuba. But if there is no written ksuba, she can't collect. And Ma'aseh Bezdin isn't anything. If you're going to tell me, that's too obvious. Of course, if there's a ksuba written, so of course she could collect it. What's the chiddush? What exactly? Is that no different than any other shtar chov? There's no chiddush in the Mishnah. What's the chiddush of that Mishnah? Lafukim midi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says what? Damar shelo kasav lo ela amanas lekonsa. So it's Sirchle. He holds even if he writes a ksuba and hands it to her be'erusin, it's al das that they get married. It only takes effect once they get married. But if they never get married, then retroactively the chov was never a chov. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion is telling us.
He says that he only gets matayim and admana gets money.
That
she doesn't get any.
Let's
see. Whether he wrote a lot or not, she only gets 200.
So Rashi Shalokos of Le'as a Tosefes. Any of the extra amounts. Right. The surplus only works. The initial amount she gets regardless of the Tzuba. But the Tosefes doesn't take effect at all. So comes along the mission and says, no. Once it's written, she gets everything. Even the Tosefes she gets, B'shas Erison, even though they never got married. That's the Chiddush. So we see that this Mishnah is talking about a case only where there's a Tzuba written does she get. But if there is no ksuba written, it's a possibility that she wouldn't get, and Maisa Bezdin isn't anything, it's not considered a shtar. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. So we're challenging this whole idea that's not really from this din of Erison. So Gemara says, Dekanami, it's also quite exact and precise to learn this from the Mishnah, because go vesakol, it says, what do you mean go vesakol? To collect everything. What does everything mean? So the Gemara says, I amris bishlama de kasavla. If it's a case where he actually wrote it in a ksuba that I'll owe you $500, so then she collects everything, the surplus as well, the $300 above. But Ella Iamis de Lokasavla, if you're gonna say that Mishnah where their Almana gets from Erisim even when there's no ksuba, so my govis a kol. What are you collecting? What's everything that you collect? Manu Masayim Hud Islay. The only obligation that he has is the Manu Masayim. There's no extra to collect from, says Rashi. My goves a kol, miach shlo hisne maklum matosefes. So if they never made any stipulation, there's nothing for them to discuss. From the fact that it says goves a kol, this sounds like they wrote more than they had to. There was a written document here. So therefore, we see from all this whole Mishnah of the Almanah min Erisin, it only works when there's a ksuba. But if there is no written ksuba, then she's not allowed to collect. And it seems to go against, at this point, the statement of Rav Yochanan above that says, Kol ha-toi nachar ma'isa bezdin lo amar klum.
We're not talking about a place where they don't write ksuba here.
We're talking, no, this is a case where they do write ksuba.
Right. And they we're not giving a svar and say, there's no havim, you know, maybe it's in a makom, they don't write ksuba, and therefore it's not a
tie-up. If it's in a makom, they don't write a ksuba.
Say, you can't call into this type of
stuff. You know, then they write a ksuba.
Right. They only write, what it says here, they only write 200 for a...
No matter what,
it's only 200.
Okay, so this whole idea...
If you want more, then you have to write.
Then you have to,
okay. Let's do a quick review here. So we started off by talking about Kafran here, the guy who denied owing money. So we had said initially, a guy says the distinction between say, tainlo, and then once he's socked in, parati, he's believed. But if he says, atachayv lo, that's not considered a final gemar din, and he's not believed to say parati. Rav Zvid said, no, both cases he's believed. The only time he's not believed, if it's Tseva Tainlo against Edim, then he loses Nemanus, he's not believed, but Atachayvlo, Legabe Edim, he still is believed. Then we had Rabbi Bar Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that guy says you owe money, he denies owing money, and Edim say that you do owe money, he's considered a Kafran Legabe that Mammon, and can only pay back in front of Edim. Then we had another case of a Kafran by Shua. The guy says you owe me Shua, and he says I took a Shua already in Shvati, Edim say you didn't take a Shua. So he's a huchsa kafran. He's not believed to take a shua unless it's in front of Edim. And we said it's only the gabe shua bebezdin, but the shua that came mechayiv me'atzmo, then he is believed to say nishpati after that point. Then we had the case of a guy who found the shtar that had a henpik on that very day. He found that the day was written. Can he return it or not return it? We say you can return it because it's not concerned of a person writing it before it's borrowed. And also no one pays on that very day. We brought a rye that some do pay on that very day, which we said it's uncommon to pay. We're not concerned that a person will pay that very day. But if it were to happen that person pays that very day, we don't say you cannot reuse that document again. And we had a whole discussion of Bezdin, or rather the bank, would typically not do something to risk their document. But if they're going to gain something like 6 months of extra lukuchos, then they would be willing to risk going against something against the Chachamim. And the last thing we discussed was Hatoin Acher Maisa Bezdin Lo Maklum. Once Bezdin has a certain tenai, like getting a ksuba, paying a ksuba, and a person cannot say I paid it already unless he had Edim, because Maisa Bezin has the din of a shtar. We brought two different rayas for this idea, perhaps. One is the woman who brought the hotzia get and doesn't have a ksuba. She's allowed to collect the money even though there's no written document. And then we have the other case of the almana from the erusin. She could also collect even though there's no ksuba written. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
Good Ben Shir. Where it says that the bank can profit from doing it much before.
Why?